thank you very much. I can't tell you what it means to me to have me come out after all these years by myself, and you're all applauding and got those smiles on your faces and glad to see me. I just want to tell you I love you for it because I need it.
I've been with Jack Benny for 16 years, and there ain't no money connected with that. I think in the dark room on Saturday night, give you a fast forward to love and bloom, and you've had it, Dad. I also a bad start when I married Alice. They told me she had money, but I'll be damned if I can find it. I've looked everywhere. If your brother might have it, I went with him. He ain't got nothing. So whatever you can do to help me earn an honest living, I'll certainly appreciate it. I'm awfully happy to see you servicemen here. It's a pleasure to have you. And I just want you to know you're welcome in our program anytime because they're not only doing a wonderful job for our country.
Hey, Liz, I got to go with you guys because during the last war, I was in the Navy myself. I fought the battle. We lost 8 lobster traps over there in one night. You know, the brain didn't eat for days. Oh, were they red? They were really in trouble. But they had a very unique way of collecting their enlisted men when I went into the Navy, according to what they've done in private life. For instance, I went in with a couple of buddies of mine, and one of them was a street cleaner, and they put him on a mine sweep. And this other buddy of mine was a construction guy. You know, he tore down a building, and they put him on a destroyer. Ferry boat. You're a good group. I walked to the barber shop, walked up to the barber, says, how many come back? Next day, ahead of me, the barber says, 3. The guy goes, he don't come back. Now the barber's going nuts on them scissors, you know. So he's getting a little look. Every day a guy comes in, wants out, he don't come back. He says, if he does it tomorrow, he says, the boot black, follow him. I want to know. Next day, ahead of it, the barber says, 3. The guy went out, the bootblack followed him. Bootblack, he know, where'd he go? And the bootblack says, to you. It's like the drunk that fell out of a 12-story window, you know, blind, boom, he fell out. A big crowd got around on the street. He got up, brushed himself off. The fellow walked up, says, what happened? He says, damn final, I just got here. We're rolling now. Two trucks walking down a railroad track. Man, they were really stoned. See, and they're walking down this railroad track, and one looks at the other and says, man, it's the longest staircase. The other one says, I don't mind that. It's these low banisters. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm serious now that we've attained has been due to you nice people listening to our program and because we have a wonderful, wonderful organization. And I just want to tell you that our business is like your business. One person or two people can't do it. You've got to have a competent organization, and we've been very, very fortunate. And in every department, for instance, every one of those fellows that you see sitting up on that stand does an outstanding job on his or her particular industry.
See, there's things that I know that you don't know. Now, you take the leader. He's okay. We're very happy about him because we have a genius on our hands, and I'm serious now because he's already had 2 of his own things played in the Hollywood Bowl, and he's been nominated 6 times for the Academy Award, ladies and gentlemen, in 6. He was nominated last year and just lost it by a few points for the marvelous arranging and directing of the beautiful music that you saw in the Hans Christian Andersen story. This is Walter Sharp and his music. Sitting up there, ladies and gentlemen, have been with me connected some way or other for many, many years because I started off as a lead drummer, but it gave me a beautiful opportunity of meeting some wonderful fellas, and we've been friends ever since. And all those fellas up there are very successful in this music business. I'd like to introduce them all to you and tell you what they've done in the past, but that would take a lot of time. I'll just tell you that they've been around me, but there's 1 or 2 of them up there I think you might enjoy meeting. This one fellow's going to be with me. He's got more money than Alice. And I'm not kidding. But he likes to be around me, and it's always a pleasure to have him. He's a big name in his own right in this business. Albino Wrestling. As a rule, every week we have Red Nichols. But Red now has got his 5 pennies, and he got a date up in Coeur d'Alene. He's playing up there this week in Coeur d'Alene. But sitting up in the back row is one of the greatest two. In fact, I shouldn't say greatest because they're all great, but I'll introduce him to you this way. He is the husband of that wonderful little girl, Baby Rosemarie, if you ever remember. This is Bobby Guy that was with Kay Kaiser along the trumpet break. On the end here hasn't been with me long. He was the coast representative for Manischewitz. But now I'd like to introduce Ruth Falter, ladies and gentlemen, because without her, I don't think the program would be possible. In fact, I'm sure of it. I'm not going into a big eulogy. I'm just going to tell you we've been married 12 years. We've got 2 beautiful daughters. She's not only the most beautiful gal in the world, but this kid's got talent, too. Alice Spence. You got ankles like natives, dancer.
She bought me this pink shirt. But you didn't give me muscles, you know. You're going to have a lot of nerve.
Now we got, let me see who else we have. I'm going to save the guest because I want you to really give me a big hand for when she comes out. I think you'll get a kick out of seeing it. Now we have another guest star, in fact, 2 of them. This young fellow that I'm about to introduce comes over whenever we need a real good actor and helps me out. And he's also a big star in television. He's done a lot of motion pictures. But mainly, you might remember him last year because he is so enthused about baseball that he went away for years rather than to work and to become an umpire. And he has turned out to be one of our best umpires, and he loves the game, and we're expecting big things for him, and we're waiting to see him in the big leagues. Little Gil Stratton, ladies and gentlemen. Buddy, and she is one of our best actresses we have in this business, Miss Lois Corman. Little girl who plays the part of Alice on the program, one of our outstanding little actresses in this business, Miss Janine Root. Come on. Remember, I can remember when I learned to get to be. Those kids used to have to stand on a box to get up to here. Imagine that. That little girl I just introduced when we first brought her here. Oh, honey, it won't be long now. The kid that steals our show every week, and we're very happy about it because he's not only a wonderful guy, but he's got a lot of talent. He plays the part of Julius the Bruce, the old grocery boy, but the mother's dead. The matter is, they go back to the Coconut Grove with me, and that's many. Those 2 commercials on the Benny Show, and they're a big act in their own right. If you ever see the name on the marquee, go in, because for an hour and a half, they'll really entertain you. The Sportsman's Quartet. And now the one and only, Elliot Lewis. Thanks very much, ladies and gentlemen, for coming. And I certainly hope you enjoyed the show. And I want you to laugh or I want you to cry. In other words, for goodness sake, laugh, will you? You're on, Alice, right on the spot. You fluff a line at the beginning of this program, buddy, and you better have money. I'll tell you that right now.
Twinkle, twinkle, lovely star. With your talent, you'll go far. Where can I find you? Tell me, pray.
I'm on the air for RCA.
RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, transcribed, written by Ed James and Al Schwartz, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Scharf in his music, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. Tonight's minor masterpiece is entitled The Chaperone, or Plug the Hole in the Silo, Father, the Corn is Leaking Out. First, here's a word from RCA Victor. Stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. It's evening in the Harris household. Of course, it's evening in a lot of other places, too, but it's still evening in the Harris household. At the moment, everything is peaceful and calm, but it won't stay that way for long. Elliot is waiting in the den, and Phil, a happy little chappie, is about to burst into song.
Again? All I want for Christmas is some black-eyed peas. Some black-eyed peas. Yes, some black-eyed peas. All I want for Christmas is some black-eyed peas. And maybe some chocolate-covered chitlins. All I want for Christmas is some southern ham with the candied yam, but leave off the spam. Oh, hi, Elliot. Pool room closed already?
Hello, Curly.
Well, what's the matter? You look like a hard night in Las Vegas.
Curly, I'm in no mood for levity.
What?
No jokes, please. I got troubles.
Somebody unloaded your dice, huh?
That's right, laugh at me. Julius LaRosa never had a problem like mine. But don't let that bother you. Go ahead, laugh.
Wait a minute. You ain't kidding, are you?
Would I kid about a thing like this? It's all over, Curly. I'm finished. Washed up.
You got married?
Worse. You know that old routine we used to do with the Dixieland doozies?
You mean, who was that ladle I seen you with last night? That was no ladle, that was my knife. That one?
Yeah.
Look, Elliot, don't worry, will you? Nobody's going to hold that against you.
No, you don't understand. I got paid $20 to do the routine at a club.
Oh, and Jack Webb's going to slap you with a 419.
A what?
419. Taking money under false pretenses.
Nobody slapped me with anything. I haven't even done the act yet.
Then stop worrying.
Stop worrying, he said. I can't do the act without a partner, can I? And I can't get a partner. Any place.
I see what's coming.
Oh, Curly, look, you know the routine.
Elliot, don't start with me.
But it'd
now.
Be so easy. We wouldn't even have to rehearse. You know the whole bit.
Elliot, I ain't doing no cornball routine. I'm getting too old to duck.
You don't have to duck. We do it in back of a screen.
Elliot, in two words, no.
My friend, my pal, I ask him to do one little favor.
Look, I ain't going to do it.
10 minutes, that's all it'll take, the whole thing.
I ain't going to do it.
Okay, ain't going to do it. Let him throw me in jail. What do you care?
They won't throw you in any jail.
Curly, I took the money. I'll wind up in the clink.
You won't wind up in the clink. Not if I can help it.
You do the act with me?
When do they allow visitors?
A big joke. I'm heading for the rock pile. He makes jokes.
Elliot, the whole thing is so simple. Give him back the $20.
Give it back?
Sure. Tell him you got a better offer from Molotov's Hawaiian Gardens.
Curly, you see, I met this jockey.
Tilt.
But it was a sure thing. Bourbon boy.
How'd he finish?
Fifth.
Oh.
Maybe he needed a chaser.
Hey, Curly.
Look. You don't have to worry. If you haven't got the $20, I'll lend it to you.
But, Curly,
I'll give it to you. It'd be worth $20 to stay away from that corny routine we used to do.
Gee. Thanks, Curly. You know, Curly, you're like a mother to me.
All right, Clyde, don't let these curls fool you.
Bill!
We're in here in the den, honey.
Hey, Curly, you won't forget about the $20.
I'll give it to you. Stop worrying.
Phil, do you want to see something adorable?
You got a new picture of me?
No, Phil, it's little Alice. Come on in, Angel.
Okay, Mom.
Look, honey, Elliot and I have a little business, too. Well!
How do I look, Dad?
Well, I don't know. What are you supposed to be?
She's Madame Pompadour.
Oh.
Dig the wig, man. Crazy.
They don't like it.
Oh, sure we do, honey. It's just, well, ain't it a little late to go trick-or-treating?
Now, look, it isn't for Halloween, Phil. Little Alice is going to a masquerade dance with Sniffy.
Oh, she is. Is she?
Hey, look, Curly, give me the $20 and I can go
on. Now, wait a minute. I got to take care of this first. Who said that she could go to a dance?
Phil, you're not going to start that again, are you?
Why not? She's as much my daughter as she is yours.
Hey, Curly, just give me the $20 and
I wouldn't care if she was 16 or 15, but she's only 14. She's a baby. She's an infant. She's wearing lipstick again.
Curly, if you don't have a 20, maybe two tens.
I don't know why you're so upset. You can hardly notice it.
Hardly notice it? She looks like a side order of ketchup.
But, Dad, it's the latest thing. Riding Hood Red.
Oh, fine. Now she carries her own wolf bait.
Maybe four fives, Curly?
Elliot.
2,000 pennies?
I don't understand. You've always wanted little Alice to know the right people.
Sure, and who does she pick out? Sniffy. A post-nasal drip.
He can't help it, Dad. He's allergic.
Allergic? He sounds like Niagara Falls with a slow leak.
Oh, now look, Phil, he's a very nice boy. And besides, he's taking her to the finest country club in Los Angeles.
I wouldn't care if he was taking... Lakeside?
Exactly. Lakeside.
No kidding. Gosh, Curly, you've been trying to crash that joint for 10 years.
Never mind. You know, honey, maybe I have been a little too strict with little Alice.
Oh, Dad!
It might be a good idea if she went. Properly chaperoned, of course.
Now you're talking, Curly.
After all, I am her father, and even though it's going to cut in on my evening, a father's first duty is to his child. It isn't that I want to go to Lakeside.
Why not? It'd be a great place to go, Curly.
Phil, you can't go to Lakeside. It's a costume party.
Okay, I'll put on my good suit and go as a bum.
No, you don't have to worry about costumes, Curly. I got the outfits from the act. We can go as the cornball brothers.
Hey, that's right, Alice. We'll wear those loud coats and the straw hats and we'll... Wait a minute, Roy. Hold it. What do you mean we can go?
We? You and me. You and I.
Us? I thought you were in such a hurry to pay back the $20. What happened with that?
Oh, there's no big rush.
Then what was this routine? 4 fives, 2,000 pennies.
Well, I was figuring my income for next year.
2,000 pennies?
I'm expecting a good year.
Dad, I don't need a chaperone. Really, I don't.
Don't be ridiculous. Every girl needs a chaperone.
But they'll have a dozen chaperones at the dance. They won't need you.
Oh, they won't, huh? Well, let me put it this way, little Alice. What's coming up next week?
Christmas.
Okay. What do we have on Christmas?
A Christmas tree?
What goes under the Christmas tree?
Presents.
And who gives you the best presents?
You do.
Then who's going to be your chaperone tonight?
We don't need a chaperone.
This kid ain't too bright.
Well, that's honey, you might as well face it. If you want to go to the dance, you've got a chaperone.
Gee whiz. What am I going to tell Sniffy?
I don't know. You'd better think of something fast. Let Sniffy in, Phil.
How do you know it's Sniffy?
Doorbell just waved a handkerchief.
Oh.
Phil, let him in.
Okay, I'll let him in.
Sniffy. Well, maybe it's my fault. I take a nip, she comes up with a drip.
Hello, Mr. Harris.
Hello, Sniffy. Park your nose drops and come in.
Beautiful night, isn't it?
It's the only snorkel I've ever seen without a submarine.
Hello, Sniffy.
Hello, Mrs. Harris. Hello, Mr. Lewis.
Hi, Sniffy, old kid.
Hello, Sniffy.
Hello, Alice.
Don't look now, but you just inhaled your necktie.
I don't have a necktie, Mr. Harris. Indians never wear neckties.
You're supposed to be an Indian?
Naturally, Curly. He's a member of the Blackfoot tribe.
How do you know?
Well, just look at his... Pardon me, those are his galoshes.
Oh, great, an Indian with galoshes.
Oh, I think you look very nice, Sniffy.
Thank you, Mrs. Harris. I'm Hiawatha.
Sounds more like Chief Rain in the face.
Mother, we'll never get to the dance.
Well, let's go. I'm ready.
Sniffy, there's been a slight change in plans. Mr. Harris is going with you.
As a chaperone.
Oh, that'll be great fun.
Well, Phil, if you're going, you and Elliot better get into your costume.
All right, honey.
Mr. Lewis, too?
I'm going to umpire on the bases.
All right, come on, Elliot. Where'd you leave the cornball costumes?
They're in my suitcase in the hall.
Well, let's get them and put them on. Let's get this show on the road.
Okay, Professor, let's have the overture.
Mother, do they have to go?
I'm afraid so, dear.
Gosh, he went to the movies with us once.
And he kept talking to the people in the pictures.
Well, they were probably friends of his.
Mother...
Don't worry, honey. Now, I'll come along later to make sure your father doesn't get in anybody's way.
You will?
Mm-hmm. Gee, that'll be great, Mrs. Harris.
Do you have a costume?
I'll whip something up.
But when?
As soon as I finish my number, okay? They warned me when you kissed me, your love would ricochet. Your lips would find another, and your heart would go astray. I thought that I could hold you with all my many charms. But then one day you ricochet to someone else's arms.
And baby, I don't want a ricochet romance. I don't want a ricochet love. If you're careless with your kisses, find another turtle dove. I can't live on ricochet romance. No, no, not me. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free.
I knew the day I met you, you had a roving eye. I thought that I could hold you. What a fool I was to try. You promised you'd be faithful and you would never stray. Then like a rifle bullet, you began to ricochet.
And baby, I don't want a ricochet romance. I don't want a ricochet love. If you're careless with your kisses, find another turtle dove. I can't live on ricochet romance. No, no, not me. If you're gonna ricochet, baby, I'm gonna set you free.
When we announced our wedding, you made me mighty proud. I whispered to us company, and you preferred a crowd. You buzzed around the other girls just like a busy bee. And when you finished buzzing, cousin, you buzzed right back.
back to me.
And baby, I don't want a Rixey romance. I don't want a Rixey love. If you're careless with your kisses, find another turtle dove. I can't live on Rixey romance. No, no, not me. If you're gonna Rixey, baby, I'm gonna set you free.
Elliot, the Lakeside Country Club. I finally made it. I'm actually here.
A classy-looking dump, ain't it?
Dump? Are you kidding? This is the richest dive in the whole country. You see that swimming pool? Solid gold. And look at that welcome mat. Solid mink.
The grass don't look so hot.
Grass? What's the matter? You nuts or something? They don't use grass.
What's all that green stuff?
What is it? Shredded money.
Oh. Well, hand me a niblick and stand back.
All right. Now, cut it out. Don't you understand?
Dad.
Mr. Harris, we got the car parked.
Then stop blowing your horn.
What?
Nothing, nothing. Let's get inside. Come on, Elliot.
Oh, Dad, I'm so excited.
Wait a minute, Alice. Elliot, where are you?
Just a second, Curly.
Gosh, Mr. Harris, why is Mr. Lewis spelling the Lord?
Elliot, for crying out loud.
Hey, Curly, you know that grass?
What about it?
That's grass.
Elliot, you're going to get me kicked out of the place before I even get in.
But you said it was...
Never mind what I said. Crawling around on your hands and knees. What are you looking for?
A gopher with a deposit slip.
Oh. Elliot, will you please try to act like a gentleman?
How I do that?
Well, didn't you ever hear of Emily Post?
I didn't know she was a gentleman.
Look. Now, just watch anybody that you see around here. That's all you have to do. Just watch anybody that you see around here and then do just what they do.
Okay.
No. Not sniffy.
Sir?
I was talking to Elliot.
Oh.
Now, Elliot, will you please keep one thing in mind? This is the finest club in the entire country. The people who belong to this club are the cream of society. They don't let just anybody in here. You got to be a captain of industry, a financial giant. You got to have background and breeding. You got to have culture.
You got to have a ticket, too, Eagle Beak.
Oh, death in the afternoon.
Hey, Julius, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? Me father's a member.
Cream of society, huh, Curly?
Well, maybe it curdled a little. On the edge.
Captains of industry, background and breeding.
What's the matter with me breeding?
You've been doing it too long, haven't you?
Oh, get out of the way, you little crumb.
Stop desist! Nobody sets a foot across these sacred portals without them. They got a ticket.
Now, wait a minute.
Julius, I have a ticket.
And I'm with him.
Okay, you can go in.
So long, Mr. Harris.
See you later, Dad.
Alice, come back here. Alice!
I have to help Sniffy with his galoshes.
Now, look, Julius.
If you ain't got a ticket, don't even talk to me.
Julius, you don't understand. We're chaperones.
Chaperones? You couldn't chaperone Whistler's mother and old man Rivers. You couldn't chaperone B.O. Plenty on a garbage scout. You couldn't chaperone a pilgrim into the Mayflower donut shop.
No, I think you've gone far enough. Say, Julius, you may not know this, but one of my ancestors shot arrows at John Alden.
So what? One of my ancestors cooked spaghetti for Columbus.
Yeah, his Aunt Nina cooked pizza on the Santa Maria.
Yeah, okay.
Move over, you're blocking traffic.
Now, wait a minute, Julius. Let's make a deal. I'll buy a couple of tickets.
Are you kidding? This shindig set.
Who's throwing the party, Dr. Cowan?
Look, you little fink, if you don't let us in, you'll be collecting tickets at the pearly gates.
Well, that's one place you don't have to worry about. Good night, Riff Raff.
Julia. Julia. Julia.
Open up, you little creep.
Julia.
How you like that? Slam the door right in our faces.
Next time I see that little punk, I'll conk his quince.
Don't you worry, Curly. You know, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Oh, fine. What are we, chaperones or taxidermists?
Curly, just remember, stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage.
So what? We don't want to get out. We want to get in.
Okay. What's wrong with the window?
Where?
Over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. Come on.
We'll show that Julius, huh, Curly?
Show him. We'll get in there and clobber him.
Hey, here's a good window. Come on. I'll give you a boost.
A boost?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
What's the matter? You nuts or something?
No, I ain't nuts or something. That window's high.
Okay. So it's high. Stand back and watch a super athlete leap into action.
You mean you're going to jump it?
Watch me.
But, Curly, you...
Here I go.
I still think you should have opened the window first.
It was open.
Oh? Nervous sound man, huh?
Come on, get in here, will you?
Okay. So I'm in. Uh-oh, we better get out of here.
What's the matter?
We're in the ladies' powder room.
Well, straighten your shoulder straps and let's go.
Come on, here's the door, Curly.
All right. Go ahead, open it up.
Okay, Curly, come on out.
Hello, boys. You are boys, aren't you?
Why, naturally, I got a Boy Scout knife, see?
Why, Mr. Harris, you're pulling my leg.
Oh, I thought I was closing the door.
Hey, Curly, come on, close it and let's get going.
Okay. Look, Miss, Madam, honey, I...
Hey, Curly.
What?
That's Julius's aunt. You remember the one who owns the brewery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey, Clara. What are you doing here?
Oh, I keep turning up like, a bad penny.
I don't know. When I went to school, Lincoln never looked like that.
Don't make sense, Curly. She owns a brewery and has a shape like a bottle of Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
He says the sweetest things.
Gee, Clara, you sure look pretty in that dress and everything.
Oh, it's just something I threw on.
I've got news for you. It almost missed.
Hey, Clara, I was just thinking, is the brewery in your name or your husband?
It's in my name, Elliot. Everything's in my name.
Clara? How do you feel about bigamy?
Elliot!
I was only asking. Say, Curly, there's one thing I ought to tell you.
Like what?
Mr. Lewis, I'm so happy that you and your partner could make it.
Partner? Elliot, you mean this is where you booked the act?
Now, Curly, if you'd only let me explain...
I don't want no explanation. Now, look, lady.
Lady. Oh, isn't he quaint?
Lady. I want you to listen to me now. My friend shouldn't have taken the 20 clams because he had no straight man. And I ain't playing straight for no cornball. So take back your double sawbuck and skip the whole routine.
Oh. Really?
Curly, she don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, I do, Mr. Lewis. But there are certain extenuating circumstances which preclude the possibility of cancellation at this belated hour.
Now, I don't know what she's talking about.
It's very simple, Mr. Whatever your name is. You go on in 5 minutes.
But, lady, if you'll only listen...
You go on in 5 minutes, George.
Hep kid, huh?
Yes, Curly.
Will you step back a little? Because when I get through tearing Elliot into small pieces...
You stay right where we are, Clara. Don't move.
Now, just a minute,
Elliot, will you stand still so I can slug?
Don't swing, Curly. You'll hit Clara. You wouldn't hit a lady, would you?
Boys, please, you'll tear my dress.
Elliot, you're a coward.
Yeah, but a healthy coward. Curly, be careful.
Boys, you're mussing my bustle.
When I get hold of you, Elliot,
but
I'm going to...
I can explain it, Curly, if you'd only listen to me.
I am not going to...
Whoa!
Hey, Alice, make him listen to me.
Honey, I...
What are you playing? Ring around the chaperone?
Just a minute, Alice. I can explain everything.
Well, you'd better start.
Hello, Mrs. Harris. You got here just in time.
You can say that again.
All right. Hello, Mrs. Harris. You...
No, no! Oh, Clara, Alice, now, will you please listen to me?
Why should she? Did you listen to me?
You keep out of this. Now, look, Alice, this banjo picker told him that I'd do that corny act with him, and I'm...
You mean this is part of the act?
No, I...
Of course it is, Alice, of course it is. That's what we were doing, rehearsing the act. Weren't we, Curly?
What act? You never... Oh, yeah, that's what we were doing, rehearsing the act.
With Clara?
Sure. We were just going over her lines.
Yeah. Yes, sir, and, you see, it's part of the act, honey. We were teaching Clara the routine. You're in the act, ain't you, Clara?
I am.
Listen to that timing, Alice. Ain't that terrific? She'll murder the people.
Oh, she'll pulverize them.
Well, I've got news for you. I'll be in the audience, and if Clara isn't in the act, somebody's going to be pulverized.
Gentlemen, I know you're going to be surprised by what we have in store for you. The next item on the agenda was procured at great expense to provide the ultimate in entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Succotash Brothers and Clara.
By the light.
Dig that crazy little light.
Of the silver moon.
Oh, dig that moon.
I want a spoon.
Oh, dig that spoon.
To my honey I'll croon love's tune.
C'est ce bon.
I love that honey honeymoon.
Keep a shining in June.
I love that June.
Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon.
In a kettle of coke.
Say, Curly.
What is it, Elliot?
I understand you're going out with a girl named Lorna Doone.
Well, you're close. I'm going out with her sister. Nothing Doone.
Oh, Gertie, keep an eye on your garter. They're snapping them tonight.
Hey, Curly. Do you know what a wave is?
Oh, sure. A wave is a girl in the Navy.
And how about a whack?
Well, that'd be a girl in the Army.
Okay, then what's a wok?
A wok? I don't know, Elliot. What is a wok?
Well, that's easy, Curly. A wok is what you flow at Wabbits.
Shave the fuzz off that one, Dad. You came up with a peach.
Say, Curly.
Hold it a minute. I'm just doing what they call a back evermore with a double pitch. Now, what's on your mind?
I understand you made a big hit kissing the girls.
I did, huh? How do you know?
I just passed a couple of Corrines, and one of them said, "There goes Phil Harris. Boy, what a kisser."
Stick that one in a bottle, son. It's a corker.
Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be Catalan soon.
Cuddle closer to me, babe.
By the silvery moon.
What do you think?
I don't know. Do you feel all right?
I feel great. Why?
Well, this is the first time in your whole life you've ever told me the truth.
Honey, I always tell you the truth. If I don't, may the building collapse.
All right, Phil, stop holding on to the wall.
Just want to make sure.
Hey, Curly.
Over here, Elliot.
Hey, Curly, if I got great news for you. You know who is in the audience? Abe Firstfogel.
No.
Yes. And he's booked us for a week at Lowe's Pismo Beach. Yes.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, you were a wonderful, wonderful audience. So much that we ran over. I'd like now for... Hey, all of you, first, though, I want young lady is Jacqueline Fontaine, ladies and gentlemen. She worked with me this year at the Sacramento State Fair, and she's now, I think, in about her seventh or eighth week at the Encore, isn't it? The Crescendo. Now, the Crescendo is next door to the McConville, if you get out that way, and she is a wonderful entertainer, and I don't have to tell you how she looks. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jacqueline Fontaine. Come on. Take a little bow, huh? You were very nice.